The Winter Olympics kick off in South Korea today. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell is here with us in the studio to talk about the record number of Alaskan athletes competing for medals over the next few weeks. Hi, Emily.
Hey, Lori. So depending on how you count them, there are 18 athletes that either were born here or went to school here or live here now. So that's a pretty big number, 18 out of the total 242 athletes across all 50 states. Pretty impressive, right?
I would say that gives us bragging rights. So tell us, what sports are the Alaskan athletes competing in?
Cross-country skiing has by far the most Alaskans competing. Actually, half of the entire U.S. cross-country ski team is from Alaska. They're led by five-time Olympian Keegan Randall. Now, Keegan, of course, had high hopes for winning the first medal ever for the American women at the Olympics in Sochi in 2014. That didn't happen, but she's going back with a stronger team and even higher hopes. Some of that hope is resting on Sadie Bjornsson, who skis with Keegan at APU. She's had an amazing season skiing in Europe this year, so there's a really good chance that Sadie could make Olympic history in Pyeongchang.
We've heard a lot about the American women's cross-country ski team and about their medal potential, which is exciting. But what about the men's team? What's happening there?
Yeah, so they're sort of flying under the radar right now. But Sadie's younger brother, Eric Bjornsson, he was on the men's sprint team that placed sixth back at Sochi in 2014. Now, Eric is this tall, sort of goofy guy that's always smiling. I actually watched his first race as an Olympian back in 2014. And as he's crossing the finish line, he reaches up and pulls his pole around his head and twirls it around. He was so happy. And he actually finished 42nd in that race, but he was just smiling as he came across the finish line. I checked back in with Eric today. He says he's taking these Olympics a lot more seriously, and he's actually hoping to medal this year, potentially in that team sprint.
That's skiing. And we've also got a few Alaskan snowboarders competing.
Yeah, so snowboarders Ryan Stassel and Rosie Mancari, they're both from Anchorage. These are Stassel's second Olympics. He'll be competing in slopestyle in Big Air. Now, Big Air is actually making its Olympic debut this year, so that's pretty exciting. Stassel has medaled in World Cup races in both of those events, so he's got medal potential coming up in these Olympics. And so does Rosie Mancari. Mancari is competing in snowboard cross. And I couldn't actually picture what the event looked like, so I reached out to Mancari. So she sent us this explainer from Pyeongchang.
For those of you that don't know what snowboard cross is, it's a snowboard race where six of us race down the mountain on a course that has jumps, turns, rollers.
And there are six snowboarders going down that course at once, so it's a pretty exciting one to watch.
Wow. Definitely sounds exciting. Another, at least I consider it, an exciting sport and possibly the most popular at the Winter Olympics is figure skating. There's an Alaskan figure skater at these games. Tell us more about him.
So Keegan Messing is a skater from Girdwood. He's 26 years old. He grew up here. He still lives here. But he's actually on the Canadian Olympic team. His mom is from Alberta, Canada. So Keegan Messing will have fans all across the far north cheering him on.
The opening ceremonies were today, but figure skating and a couple other sports have already started. Alaskans can watch the first cross-country ski events later tonight. Is that right?
Yeah, so it's actually already Saturday in Pyeongchang right now. There's an 18-hour time difference between Alaska and South Korea. So that means Alaskans here can catch the women's cross-country skiathlon tonight at around 10 p.m. We actually heard from Keegan while she was out prepping for her first races in Pyeongchang, and she sent us this.
We love our fans back in Alaska. We've got over half the team here representing from our great state. So we can feel the excitement from everybody back home. And we know people are going to be staying up all night to watch this race. And we're just feeling great to have that support.
All right. That's great. Great to hear from Keegan Randall, one of the many Alaskan athletes competing over the next few weeks at the Olympics. And we were joined in the studio to help explain all this by Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell. Emily, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Lori.
You can find the full list of Alaskan athletes at our website, alaskapublic.org.